listener production. Currently 16 degrees in Hobart. Good afternoon, I'm Rachel Burke. Positive news for around 4.5 million Australians whose Centrelink payments will increase today. Those on JobSeeker will receive an extra $1.77 a day, while age, disability and carer payments will increase by $37.50 a fortnight for singles and $56.40 for couples. However, advocates are warning the increases aren't enough to help people make ends meet. The state government's pushing to make Nazi symbols illegal in Tasmania off the back of a protest in Victoria where white supremacists performed the Nazi salute on the steps of Parliament. A draft bill will be tabled in Parliament tomorrow. Federal Polly Tanya Plibersek has told Seven it's a positive step forward.
It doesn't matter what your religion, your sex, your gender, your ethnicity, whatever your background, you deserve to feel safe and respected in Australia.
The cyber attack involving retail lender Latitude Financial may widen. A company statement has confirmed the attack remains active and is now the subject of an AFP investigation. Nearly all of the data thought to be accessed is so far related to driver's licenses, while there's concerns the breach could impact past and current customers. The Greens have introduced a bill to allow workers to ignore work calls and emails once they clock off. It's all part of the party's push for fair work protections. And a shark has been spotted off Franklin Wharf in Hobart this morning, measuring between 1 and 2 metres in length. Collingwood star Scott Pendlebury has called for the AFL to introduce an NRL-style sin bin following some heavy high hits in the opening round. Pendle says hits that saw Melbourne's Cozzy Pickett and star Swan Buddy Franklin suspended need to be stamped out.
Watching the NRL, if there's stuff like that that happens, is, you know, they get sin bin plays, and I don't mind that for our game. Those non-football actions, I think we really need to treat seriously and get out of our game.
Both Cozzy and Buddy have accepted their suspensions for high hits. And Tassie cricketer Tim Payne has called time on his career, retiring from first-class cricket.